Hello, Screeters. Today is Monday, and I've been trying to be consistent on at least dropping an episode on Mondays. I'd like to do three a week, but I'm happy with two. But today, I haven't really had the motivation to talk about anything other than what has been going on in the OSR since last night. So I'm going to talk about it. I've been struggling with it all day. I'm on my way home from work, driving in the van, and I don't know, guys. I'm uncomfortable. I'm really uncomfortable about it. I really have some things that I want to say, but they might be too much information, even for you guys. And obviously for me, I don't know. I do know today is Monday, sometime in February. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed. Hey, it's me again. I bet you didn't expect that. But I did want to say that today is actually February 11th. And I have some call-ins, but I think I'm going to hold off on the call-ins today and try and get them in a later episode. So, those in the know, Mandy Morbid came out and laid some pretty heavy accusations down on her boyfriend of 10 years, Zach Smith. I have never met Mandy. I did meet Zach. He was cordial, maybe a little weird for me, but I'm positive I'm a little weird for other people when they first meet me as well. I have a few things to say about this situation, but I think I should start with explaining where I come from. As many of you guys know, I live in the Midwest, and everything happens here about 10 years after it happens on the coast. We are the last people to adopt anything. Everything is weird for us. I grew up in a household of some pretty heavy abuse of multiple types. I'm not going to get into it too deeply, but I always said, never me. I was not going to be my father. Then I kind of woke up and found out that I was being abusive, and it was something that I had to change and had to stop. And I did. I dealt with my anger issues, and I quit drinking. I'm not saying that I was ever guilty of the things that have been dropped out on Zach, but I was still abusive, and abuse is abuse, and the relationship between abusing and being abused is a really, really strange and indescribable one. It's not ever the same, even though there are likely similar aspects. And I believe Mandy, I believe she feels she was abused, and I believe she was abused, just like I believe my wife was abused and I was responsible for it. And that was a pretty dark night of the soul, accepting and realizing that. I also think that we should always counsel patience, moderation, and patience. I do not believe in doxing, and I can understand why people would not want to support someone responsible for the horrors and difficulties that Mandy went through, and Zach is responsible. Yes, Mandy is responsible for staying in that relationship. But in the end, Zach is really responsible for what he did, and he is the one that is going to have to make that right. I feel sorry for him. And I've never said that doxing is correct and burning someone's thing is correct and doing all these things. But I also have said that all good men must stand united in the face of evil. But I also believe that people can change. I have changed. But it's not easy. And the first step is recognizing that what you're doing or what you've done is wrong. I stayed up late trying to follow all the conversations and keep up with what was going on. I can't say that I've ever strongly been in those circles. And I can say that I have been at the at that end, the ire of that camp. And it would have been very easy to say, yep, this is it, and that's that, and we should all join up together and destroy the one who would be king by his own rules, his own policies. But I like to think patience and moderation. Both of these people need help. They need support and they need help. Not the same kinds of support, and maybe not the same kinds of support that they've gotten in the past. But I would still counsel patience. I don't know that I guess I have more to say. I thought that I had like this big, long, massive ramble about my history and all the sordid details. But I'm not sure they're necessary. I can say that I've held a lot of hate for my own abusers, but it's not always been hate. There's also been other feelings that are all wrapped up in there, and I can't say that they were ever resolved with my father, who's dead, or any of the other people that are still living. It's kind of just been something that was, for me, and apparently for them, been compartmentalized and put away. All this stuff kind of comes up when I see it, and it, I think of my different positions in these horrible circles of abuse. And I really wish that I was capable of understanding sooner my own part in both places. And I am really humbled and just in awe of the strength required to come out at all and talk about it, let alone against someone like Zach. So my proverbial hat off to you. And you have no idea who I am, but my complete and total support. And if I've ever asked anything of any screeters, it would be to give your support to Mandy and have as much patience as all of this kind of rolls out as you can. I've never been one to burn people at the stake, and I do believe that you have to fight for yours and do whatever it takes, you know, to keep your people safe and your tribe safe. And in the long run, I hope that this helps alleviate some of the toxicity that's existed in the OSR. I'm not saying that we should slay the dragon, but I've never really believed that a dragon was necessary to police the OSR and try to keep the community safe, because all the dragon really is a tyrant in the end, and is forcing his own form of gatekeeping or his own form of tyranny over the people below, who never really ever wanted to be his subjects anyway. I'm sure that the parties involved will never hear this, but I felt like it was important for me to say it. And if you have some hate for me, send it on, you know, send in a message, send a call in. You all have voices that deserve to be heard, and freedom of speech is a right, but so are the consequences of speech. So keep that in mind, as I am trying to. I know that I'm going to publish this, but it's not going to be easy. And I hope that you can have moderation and patience, forgiveness and support. Anyway, you know what I say, it's always better to burn out than to fade away.